We're doing Taryag Mitzvot, and we've been discussing the laws of the judge, the mitzvot of the judge. So when the judge has to question the witnesses, he should say, I'm preparing myself to do the mitzvah of questioning the witnesses, that the Torah says, V'darashta v'chakarta v'shalta item. You seek them out, you explore, you ask good questions. You have to verify whether they're telling the truth or not. V'shelo lachtoch hadin al pi omed adat. We also have a commandment not to decide just because this is what we think the ruling should be, until we see the witnesses and their testimony, and we verify the things with clarity, because the pasuk gives the judges another commandment, "Benakiv etzadik al tarog." Don't kill a person who is clean. Don't kill a righteous person. Person has to, the judges have to verify what the real ruling is, not just estimate. And we also have a commandment to only accept testimony from kosher witnesses. A person who is known to do a certain sin is not accepted as a witness, and that's the biblical commandment, Al tashit yadachaim rasha liotem et chamas. Don't join with a wicked person to be a harmful witness. A person is not, so that's the prohibition that we have, not to accept testimony from people who are wicked. People who transgress the Torah overtly. We all sin sometimes. But a person who says, I don't care for this mitzvah, or a person who willfully transgresses a certain mitzvah is not acceptable as a witness. We also have the commandment not to have testimony from relatives. The Torah says, fathers won't be executed based upon the testimony of their children, nor will children be executed based upon the testimony of their fathers. And we say that this isn't only parents and children, but relatives in general cannot testify for one another. And the judge is also commanded not to give ruling based upon the testimony of a single witness. The Torah says, "Lo yakum ed echad be'ish lechol avon." One witness does not stand against a man to testify about him, whatever he did wrong, before the courts.